chapelboro.com. Go there quick and stay a while. Chapelboro.com, more of what you live here for. Now News Talk 1360 WCHL presents Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Tune in for 30 minutes of tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is locally produced by News Talk 1360 WCHL. Now let's get to the tasty talk with Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I have around my table today, all the way from Durham, and you may have the best title in the entire world. You are Chief Executive Optimist Sean Lilly Wilson from Full Steam Brewery over in Durham. Welcome.
Thanks so much, Deborah. Yeah, it's a pretty fun title.
Well, did you get to make those up?
I did, yeah.
I want to work for y'all.
Well, I figured it's beer, it's fun.
Yeah.
And we kind of set a tone. You know, a lot of times the first thing you do is hand out a business card. And as you know, I remember meeting you. It's
yes.
Kind of one of the first things you look at. So who's this guy? What's he do? And, you know, it kind of tries to set the tone for what we're all about. It's beer.
It is. Now, I met you at the recent Terra Vita event and food and wine event. And you were handing out little tastings of beer the Friday night beforehand, and you were serving a beer with dessert, and I think I said, I don't like beer, and you said, this is a beer for people who think they don't like beer, right?
Yeah.
And I was really surprised, and I then wrote you later and said, by golly, you're right. What is that? And tell me a little bit about that beer.
That beer is called Working Man's Lunch. And historically, Working Man's Lunch in the South is a moon pie and an RC Cola. So it's a cola-colored beer that is a chocolate ale. And we use chocolate from Escazú out of Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
It gives it a nice kind of, obviously, some sweetness, good chocolate flavors. And we play off that kind of moon pie, biscuit, and graham notes, and a little bit of vanilla. So there's a touch of sweetness to it. Great with chocolate, of course. But it's a delicious on its own.
Well, it was, and it went beautifully with that dessert. And I have to say, and I'm not even embarrassed about this, I have forgotten the dessert, but I remember the beer.
Oh, good. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. I'm sure somebody else would not appreciate that.
Well, no. I remember that everything that we had that night was really lovely.
Yeah, and fantastic evening.
I believe it was a chocolatey cake.
Yeah.
Type of cake. So at that point, I asked you if you, I got a card and wanted you to come and talk with us on Side Dish. So let's talk a little bit about what you get to go do every day.
Well, my day is, you know, your typical one-year-old entrepreneur. Well, I'm not 1 year old. I'm a little, but my business is 1 year old.
Uh-huh.
And it's never the same thing twice. It's, whereas my head brewer, Chris Davis, is the guy who gets up basically, you know, 5-6 days a week at 5:30 in the morning and makes beer, I'm the front of the house guy, and I'm mm-hmm. doing the sales, the marketing, you know, cleaning lines, doing some deliveries, having the pleasure of speaking with you.
Yep.
And so it's never the same day twice. It's exciting that way.
See, now that's what makes a good job.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I mean, never knowing what you're going to do. I like that. So, a year old. Let's back up a little bit. Now, you're not from around here, right?
I was not born here, but I've lived here half my life now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, approaching 20 years. So, not my life, but, you know, I'm 40. I've been here 20 years. So, I consider myself from here.
Basically. Well, how did you get from there to here?
I bounced around a lot as a kid, mostly growing up in Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, stint in Missouri. Went to school at Wheaton College in Illinois, met my future wife there. She was going to Duke Divinity School, and I followed her out here, and we loved the area and got married and stayed and haven't looked back.
So what was was beer the path that you, I mean, I know it's funny to say everybody in college.
Oh, I'm a late bloomer on that one. No,
I
went to Wheaton College. You can't.
Well, yeah,
you know,
I was going to say
it's not exactly a beer drinking school. So my beer epiphany was much later. It was actually in grad school at some other school in Durham that I probably shouldn't mention.
Oh, it's okay. Now, we love them. As long as they're not playing us, we're good.
I went to business school and public policy, got my two masters there, and had a friend of mine who invited me to a party that was basically on campus. And he's like, you've got to try these beers. These are beers that you've never seen before, never heard of before. I'm like, okay, sure. It sounds interesting. And that was my beer epiphany, was trying this world of beers that were actually, I found out, illegal in North Carolina because of an alcohol cap that was in place since Prohibition. And so beers above 6% alcohol weren't allowed to be sold or brewed in the state of North Carolina, one of five states with this restriction. And I had never seen, it was sort of out of sight, out of mind. I had never seen these beers before. And they, you know, tall bottles, they had, you know, they were corked and caged like champagne. They had batch number one, you know, all this kind of fancy stuff that I had never known existed before. And I was blown away. And that's not how I got into making, you know, to starting up a brewery, but it's how I got motivated to lead up a campaign to get rid of that 6% alcohol cap. And that was really my foray into craft beer, mm-hmm. back in 2003. And so I became president of this grassroots effort called Pop the Cap that took 2.5 years of
I remember
lobbying.
That.
Yeah. And, yeah. And we worked to convince the North Carolina state legislature to raise the cap from 6% to 15%.
Well, so were you working then?
I had, yeah.
Did you have like a day job?
I had a day job. Uh-huh. Yeah, I had a handful of day jobs. I kind of bounced around a lot after getting my MBA in 2000. And so I was fortunate enough at the time to have a job that gave me some flexibility and allowed me to do the side that I was becoming more and more passionate about, you know, craft beer. And I started Pop the Cap as a craft beer enthusiast, but I knew at the end of it, I was like, this is what I'm meant to do. I'm good at beer. And then it took me a few years to figure out what exactly that
meant. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how full
circle. How to make a living out of that.
Right, right.
Well, gosh, I'm glad y'all did.
Thank you.
I mean, and you're in a beautiful, beautiful space. Give us the exact address.
Sure. It's 726 Rigsby, just north of downtown Durham in Durham's Central Park area. It's a fun space. It's definitely a transitional neighborhood, but we're really lucky in that we have a lot of innovators in our neck of the woods, like Motorco Music Hall, Gear Street Garden, and a few others that mm-hmm. are actually coming on board into this kind of warehousey district. And we're open 7 days a week as kind of a indoor beer garden and fun spot.
So are you going to start working on serving beer before noon on Sundays?
No.
No. Yeah. Leave that one alone.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a point nothing was open around here on a Sunday.
Right.
When I was growing up.
Yeah. No, I think it's important to fight your battles, and I'm okay with that one. I know others probably aren't.
No, I think everybody out around here is so used to it, I think there would not really be any question. Well, we're going to have to go to break in a sec. Before we go, give us again address, web address,
sure.
All that good
726
stuff.
726 Rigsby Avenue in Durham, North Carolina. It's at the corner of Gear and Rigsby. We're open 7 days a week, basically 4 p.m. and afterwards on the weekdays and noon on Saturday and Sunday. And our website is www.fullsteam.ag as in agriculture. And I'm on Twitter at Full Steam. So check it out.
At Full Steam. And do y'all have a blog too?
I think you blog
on the website. That's what I've seen. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360 WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I have around my table today Sean Lilly Wilson from Full Steam Brewery in Durham. And during the break, we were talking a little bit about the mission and vision of Full Steam.
Sure. Yeah, so we're all about exploring what it means to be a Southern brewery. It's the South is kind of lagged behind other areas of the U.S. in terms of its innovation in craft beer. It's let me rephrase that. There's a lot of great craft breweries here in North Carolina making great craft beer. In terms of pursuing new trends and trying to shake it up a little bit, I think there's a lot of opportunity to innovate and to try to do something different. The West Coast has highly hopped, big, boozy IPAs. The East Coast has its traditions from both England and Germany. The South doesn't really have a strong beer tradition. And, you know, we're more of a wine and spirits history here. And so it's kind of fun to invent or reinvent what beer in the South means. And so we use a lot of local ingredients and Southern agricultural traditions, food and farm traditions to explore what does it mean to be a Southern brewery. So we have our El Toro Cream Ale is brewed with North Carolina corn grits. We have a persimmon beer coming up. We're foraging for local persimmons. Anybody who has persimmons that are just going to waste, or if they know of a secret tree or something like that, that's full of fruit, we actually buy the fruit from the public at $3 per pound. You can come to the brewery and sell your persimmons. They have to be the right quality and ripeness and all of that. But that's our forager program, and we have other beers that really kind of delve into Southern ingredients, and ultimately we want to encourage and see the development of a barley and hops industry, you know, mm-hmm. the real foundation of beer here in the South.
Well, y'all had posted on Facebook, I guess, yesterday, a picture of a pawpaw.
Right.
I had never seen a pawpaw. I mean, you hear about them, the pawpaw patch, and you...
Right, down yonder.
Yeah.
So what is it?
Right. Yeah, what is it?
It's North America's largest fruiting tree, and it's related to the cherimoya and other subtropical fruits, but it grows here in the Carolinas all the way toward, really, Indiana and Michigan. And the main reason that pawpaws aren't more prominent in the American diet is because the fruit has a very short shelf life, about 2 to 3 days. Whereas like bananas, you know, last a couple of weeks.
Right.
The pawpaw, once you pick it, it's unattractive and it spoils quickly. But the taste is amazing. Depending on the fruit that you get, it can taste like mango, papaya, butterscotchy, but it's very tropical and delicious.
Is that depending on when you pick it?
It's really dependent on the tree and the species, the varietal. And so I work with a Chatham County farmer who has about 300 pawpaw trees, and he's like a Johnny Pawpaw Seed. I don't know. He's great. Wynn is awesome, and he's really exploring, trying to get the fruit to seed ratio right and the best flavor and building this an interest in pawpaws. And we want to do the same thing. We just use beer as a vehicle for having people wonder, well, what the heck is a pawpaw?
Well, I think, you know, I think everybody around here grew up with that little song, picking up pawpaws, putting them in my pocket.
Right.
Now, I don't remember the rest of it, and I don't necessarily remember the tune, and you wouldn't want me to sing it, but is that available? Is that an available beer right now?
The beer's finishing up in one of our large fermenters, and it'll be ready in about a week or so, and actually by the end of the month. So we should be in good shape to have it available for listeners who want to come. That one you kind of have to come to the brewery for. Mm-hmm. It's a limited edition, so we won't have it out and about in our 100 or so accounts that we have throughout the Triangle.
Well, so I was looking on your schedule here for things coming up that we can tell people about. There's a pawpaw tasting coming up. Is there not?
Well, we
or should be.
It's a little risky. You know, this is a one-off, as we call them, a beer that we've only done once, and you want the beer to be finished and ready when it's ready. You know, you can't rush it, and so it's kind of a challenge to know how to plan an event when you don't know when the beer is going to be ready. So that's why I'm a little loose on the time frame. We don't have a release party scheduled for the pawpaw beer because we want it to be ready when it's ready. But I think the last week in October, we'll scare up something.
Well, that'll be a good thing for Halloween.
Yeah, so, and speaking of scaring up something,
yeah,
right, we've got a beer that we know is going to be ready Halloween weekend, and that's called Igor. That's a bourbon barrel-aged imperial stout. That's a big, darkest night boozy beer that's been aged in bourbon barrels. And we'll be releasing that 9% imperial stout over the Halloween weekend.
Now, I might actually like that too. I need to come. Do you do flights?
We have half pints, and that's a good way to sample things. And I think eventually we'll get to doing flights.
I guess for somebody like me who is not, it would be a little scary for me to commit to a full beer. I just need to bring somebody with me who does love beer so I can have it and hand it off.
Well, if, one thing too, we don't do flights just yet. We when you come in, you're more than welcome to have a sample of just about anything. We'll give you a small taste, and,
okay.
and the bartenders are very generous about all of that. And, you know, that's part of the fun of beer is that the whole point is for you to not like everything, right?
Well, because, I don't like all wines.
Right, because that means that there are things that you do like. And I think that's been the missing part in the conversation about beer. People think they don't like beer, but they, you know, close your eyes and visualize what is that that I don't like, and it's all the same color. It's
it is.
Kind of golden,
exactly.
yellow, mass-produced thing.
And you know what? I'm tired of saying that.
Right.
Because yeah.
There's
you
this
know?
Whole spectrum of beer that's well beyond that color, that mass industrial lager, and it's okay if you like that. But it's if you don't, there's a beer out there for everybody.
I want to be a convert.
Well,
you already did with that working man's lunch was wonderful.
Thank you.
I was looking at your calendar, and it looks like that you have lots of events that occur every week that are predictable, that people can go, like every Monday is a very Bali. What is the rest of that?
It's a very Bali Monday.
A very Bali Monday.
Of course, yeah. So I don't know. That just popped into my head and it sounded right, and people started calling it that. So that's where Suman, who's a longtime Durham restaurateur, she comes and brings Indian food every Monday. We put our IPA on special. We play Bollywood music. We'll maybe start doing Bollywood films later on in the evening.
Nice.
You know, perfect for a brewery that wants to explore what it means to be Southern, right?
Well, exactly. Southern Bollywood, you know.
It makes no sense, but somehow, maybe because it's Durham, it works.
Well, we're going to have to go to break again in a second. Before we go, why don't you give us web address and street address and everything.
We're on the web at fullsteam.ag, as in agriculture. We're on Twitter, just at fullsteam. Say hi, I'll say hi back. And we're at 726 Rigsby, just north of downtown at the corner of Gear and Rigsby.
You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360 WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I am here today with Sean Lilly Wilson, who is Chief Executive Optimist from Full Steam. Great title. And during the break, I was asking you, we talked about what we wanted to talk about in this last segment. And I think it's important that for all you people who just can't get in the car and drive over to Durham, and you should, because you should see this place and you should feel the ambiance and you can feel what they're trying to do over there. Where in Chapel Hill can you go and have your first sample in order to decide to get on the road?
Sure. Well, we have about 20 places in Chapel Hill where you can get us on tap. Anything from the Weather Vane to Spanky's, 411, Sandwich, Tyler's, and Panzanella just kind of all come to the top of my head right now. And so we have a strong presence here in Chapel Hill, and we're constantly on tap at those locations and a number of other ones.
And you were saying, we were also talking, you said, out at Saxapahaw at the Eddy, which is exciting.
Yeah, we actually looked at doing the brewery out there when I was first exploring the right space. My wife and I lived out there in Saxapahaw for 8 years, I think, before it became cool. And now it's cool and amazing, and Heather and Tom and...
Are you sorry you moved?
I am.
A little bit.
Yeah. We lived right on the Hall River, had a nice little mill house. It was beautiful, and I miss it out there. I'm a rural person by nature. Chris, my brewer, is all about downtown Durham. I live in North Chatham County. We're looking at maybe moving to Hillsboro. I'm kind of a country guy. I'm the guy who likes picking up persimmons and exploring for, you know, wild pawpaws and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, all that good stuff. Figure out what you can do with them.
Right.
Well, so you said on tap. Does that include where you can buy them by the bottle?
No, that's just on draft. So by the bottle, we sell 64-ounce returnable growlers, these large jugs that you can purchase and then return the glass for credit. And those are on sale at Weaver Street, all three Weaver Streets and Carbro Beverage Company, TJ's, number of retailers that specialize in kind of independent craft beer. Mm-hmm. And just a note on Weaver Street, we're actually the final week of October going to be on special there, and we're going to be doing demos and have the beer on sale. And so it's a good low risk or a little cheaper way of trying us out.
Well, it is, and you should. And you said on the 29th you have something happening at a Southern Season, a tasting?
Oh, yeah. We're partnering with Kakalaki.
Oh, and, yeah, Paige.
Yeah, Paige. We're going to do a little fun promo, bring some of our beers out just for fun and to support him and work with Southern Season. Paige is a longtime friend of mine, and he and I have for years now talked about an event that celebrates the fact that we work with sweet potatoes, him with the Kakalaki sauce, and us with our Carver sweet potato lager. I don't know if our sweet potato beer will be back online by the 29th.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, but we'll have some beer out there for sure, and Kakalaki always has a good party going. So that Southern Season on the 29th in the afternoon.
Do you use Kakalaki sauce in any of your menu items?
Well, we don't have a restaurant.
Don't you serve food?
We have food trucks that
okay,
come out.
Okay, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
All about the food trucks.
And you know what? We did not
right
even
Chapel
get
Hill?
To that. We yeah. Okay, stop. I'm in favor of food trucks. So I'm fighting that battle.
We do serve tamales at the brewery from Dos Perros, and I have a long-term plan to build up the food part of things, but that's down the road.
Well, thank you so much for coming and talking with us, and we could go on and on about food trucks. I could see a whole other show on that. Will you come back again?
Of course. It'd be my honor.
Thank you, Sean Lilly Wilson from Full Steam Brewery. You've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
Thanks for listening to Side Dish. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Side Dish is an exclusive broadcast of News Talk 1360, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carbro's News Talk and Tar Heel Station.